What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
I'm speaking this morning to a lady that we've come to know as the Nice Judge on the hugely successful Australian Idol. But long before that program was ever thought of, she was thrilling audiences with her amazing voice and delightful personality. She was Australia's Queen of Pop for what seemed like forever. Marsha Hines, welcome to Sunshine FM.
Well, how nice. Thank you.
Comparing your journey into music with the journey of those in Australian Idol, you must have taken some knocks before the hits started coming. Yeah. Do you feel for the contestants who have to take their knocks so publicly?
I do. I actually watch that show, and I am on that show from a totally empathetic point of view, because I've been knocked, but it was never in one fell swoop, you know. But that's just the nature of what's going on Idol, you know. And look, I think they're all handling it remarkably well, if you want my honest opinion, Rodney.
It must be a joy also to watch the contestants grow so much in such a short time.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic to watch them metamorphosize.
The show has brought you back into the spotlight. Does it feel strange to be known by this generation simply as one of the judges from Australian Idol by those who don't know of your musical success
absolutely
over the years?
Absolutely not. I've been out and about a lot lately with my new album, and a lot of ladies bring their children up to me, and they say that the ladies say they were introduced to me at about 12, and they like to introduce me to their 12-year-old daughters. It's like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
You've mentioned the new album, Hindsight, Songs from the Journey. It's a collection of songs by other artists. Now, I've got to admit that I'm not a big fan of albums full of cover versions, because I tend to constantly be comparing the new versions with the original. But listening to Hindsight is so different, because it sounds like every song is a Marsha Hines song. How do you go about making songs your own like that?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Very, very, very great question, because I actually worked out through this album that I am an interpreter. Isn't that interesting? I mean, like, a lot of songs, most of the songs and most of the albums I've done have been original songs, so nobody could compare them to anything. And then when we sat down and we worked out what we were going to do a Hindsight, John Foreman and I, we had a lot of people involved in it, my management and some other people, and they all threw songs into the ring that they'd like to hear me sing. And we got 50 songs all up, and then we whittled it down to about 20, and then we whittled it down to the 13 that made it on the album. And it was just such an interesting thing, in the sense that you'd hear a song and you think, oh, okay, I'll try and sing it. And John Foreman and I would workshop it, and it just didn't suit me. Or I couldn't, not so much even suit me, I couldn't make it believable. And that's when a song is a good song, when you can make it believable, no matter who else has sung it. And I thought to myself, gee, that's very interesting that you can interpret, you know? And it was a lesson for me, too, as well.
Well, you've certainly managed to do that. As I say, I just listened to those songs, and it's they're brand new, they're fresh. For me, there's no comparison back to the earlier versions. It's just, this is Marsha Hines.
Well, you know, it's about respect as well. And I sing those songs as if they were written for me as well. You see, or I'd written it myself, because I don't really think that you need to change things terribly. I just think you just have to put your slant or your truth on it. So, and that had a lot to do with John Foreman's great taste in his arrangements and things. And I did the vocal arrangements and on the album, which was a great thing to do. And John did the musical ones. So it was just a great team, you know. And we've vowed we're going to do another one together. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's a good collaboration, yeah.
When you were workshopping the 50 songs and getting down to 13, were there some surprises of those songs that you felt that you absolutely adored and you were going to bring to the album, and then suddenly workshopping them found it's not going to work?
Not really, you know. Not really. It was just one of those things, and it was great because John and I never disagreed. It was, you know, it was just one we'd think, nah. I mean, just in the very beginning of it, you'd know whether or not it was going to work or it wasn't going to work.
I've really enjoyed listening to the album. I love songs like IGY, You Send Me, Forever Young, Sunshine, and many of the others. But I think the standout track for me is When I Fall in Love.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
What does that song mean for you?
Well, okay. I lost my mum last year, and that's been a really big thing for me, because my mother was very integral in my career. By no means was she a stage mother, but she was incredibly well, encouraging in anything I did. No matter what I wanted to do, she'd say, of course you can. And those affirmations from your parents are really important. And when I was a little girl, I remember my mother crying once. And I don't know if you remember ever seeing your parents cry, Rodney, but when you see them cry for the first time, it's like, whoa, because you don't expect them to cry. And she cried because Nat King Cole had died. And he was famous for singing that song. And, yeah, I sort of sing that song for my mum.
Do you have a favourite track on the album?
You know, it's funny, because I didn't, but I'm starting to really dig Shower the People. I really like what Belinda and I do together. And I like the other collaboration, too. I like Sunshine with Ian Moss. And Ain't Nobody was probably the scariest one I did. Because that's kind of steeped in funk tradition, you know?
Yeah.
And that's Chaka Khan.
Mm.
And luckily, we came up with that arrangement, you know? But, yeah, like, I like how cool You Send Me is, because Sam Cooke was so cool, you know.
Yeah.
When he sang it. And it's a lesson in just total. I mean, you can sing and, you know, be flash, but there's no need, because, you know, the song says everything. And it's I really like the vocal performance on You Send Me.
Now, going back to Shower the People, you have a bit of a history with James Taylor's music, don't you?
Got a bit of a crush on him, yeah. And I just think he's a great writer. And he also, he's one of those performers who stood the test of time, you know. And you can come in really quickly and fast and go, you know, in a puff of smoke. But dear James has never done that. He's been consistent for his whole career.
Yeah, I must say, in seeing him in concert, that I was just amazed that he's one of those performers who his voice in concert is just so much better than studio albums.
Beautiful voice, and it's a beautiful man that houses it, I believe, too.
Some of your earliest influences come from gospel music and days of seeing your godmother singing the Baptist choir. Do those influences still resonate with you? Do you find that there's a spiritual element to music?
Yes, I do, especially with the last song on the album, Forever Young. I tried to make it as choral as I could. It starts off kind of really one-on-one, and then I build it as much chorally as I possibly could, you know. In actual fact, I would have loved to have a 1,000 voice choir on it, you know. Yeah, and so, but the spiritual side of things, it's just the harmonic kind of thing that you learn in church, and you know, the bigger the backing vocal, the bigger you can be as well. So it's a great thing to have learned.
Obviously, while programs like Australian Idol can contribute so much to the success of a singer, they're not essential requirements for making it in the music business.
Oh, no.
What do you see as the essentials?
Passion and really believing that it is your calling to be a musician or to be an artist of any sort, you know, and not doing it for fame, you know, because if you do it for fame, then if fame doesn't come to you, you become very, very upset and twisted, you know. So, I mean, I don't know what fame is or how it comes. I really, that might sound very naive, but it's the honest to God truth, you know. And a while ago, I was teaching voice, and my students, I'd always speak to them before I would teach them to see if we got along and things, and I'd always say to them, look, if you're coming to me because you want to learn to sing, I can teach you the certain things you need to learn, like pitch and your intonation for singing. But if you want to be a star, I'm the wrong person to come to because I have no idea how it works or how it happens. But if you're coming to me because truly this is, you believe this is your calling, I'll help you. I can help you with everything that I know. I'll share all my knowledge with you.
So I suppose in the Idol process, a lot of the auditions and workshopping with the artists that come along, it's really partly trying to find those who are only after fame and not prepared to put in the passion and finding those who they were just born to sing.
Yeah, well, you can see that yourself, the ones who are actually prepared to put in as much work as needed because you're watching them metamorphosize right before your very eyes every week. They push themselves, and you have to push yourself because nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah, I suppose there is that fallacy around that you're born with a great voice and that's all it takes, but there's a lot of hard work there.
Unfortunately, that's not true. You know, I know great singers who are out of work.
Mm.
You know, it's got nothing to do with it. It's got to do with so many other elements of your character. And I heard this great thing. I don't know if I've got the numbers right, but I've heard a great thing said that 70% of your success is people wanting to help you get there, and the rest is your natural talent.
You knew very early that you wanted to be a singer, didn't you?
Well, thank goodness, yeah. I can't imagine what it would be like to have a life where you didn't know what you wanted to do from the very beginning, you know? I mean, that's just, but I'm driven, you see? I'm just driven. I drive myself crazy. So, and I've always known I wanted to sing, and it's a beautiful thing to do. And it's incredibly soothing because it soothes me as well as the people that hear it, you know? I mean, it's a very strange thing to do to carry your instrument around 24/7.
So would you still be singing if there was no audience?
Yes.
It's that much a part of you?
Oh, yeah. I just never sing out loud when I'm in a group of people because I feel like I'm skiting. But when I'm at home, I sing, yeah.
You say that you're hoping, together with John Foreman, to put together another album sometime in the future.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we're focusing on Hindsight, Songs from the Journey. What are your hopes for this album?
Well, I really hope it does well, because, I mean, it's a hard thing to sell records and to be, you know, to be my generation and sell records, you know, or CDs. It's, I really hope that we get success from it, because if we get success from it, then it does a lot of things. It will allow me to record another one. It also opens up the gates for other people in my age group. It also allows me to perform as a live performer, which is my favorite thing in the world to do. And, and hopefully it puts pretty music out into the public, the general public. So,
Marcia Hines, it has been a delight to talk to you this morning. Thank you for your time.
I
wish you well with the album, Hindsight, Songs from the Journey. It deserves to do well, and I'm sure it will.
Thank you. I appreciate Rodney.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.